Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. We have a fascinating program for our listeners today. Me and my good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Dave, it sure is good to see you, my friend. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit today. The voice of God comes through to our people every day, and sometimes they just don't know it. And it's hard to explain sometimes, particularly to those non-believers. We talk about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're with us all the time. But that inner voice is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. What does the voice of God tell us? And do we listen? Well, you know, sometimes I like to say that inner voice that we have in our head sounds an awful lot like ourselves, doesn't it?
A lot of people, if they don't, they don't.
They don't understand.
They don't want to. They don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit. But I've always said that God is three persons.
That's God, exactly right.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if you leave out one, when you get to heaven, the Holy Spirit's going to be right after you.
Yep.
Why did you not talk about me?
Yeah.
And to be guilty of not including all of God. It's going to be a tragedy. None. You say, well, I did make it to heaven. Yeah, you did. But
you did. Well, nobody talks to us more than the Holy Spirit talks to us. That's a constant, ongoing thing. He even created the universe by his own words. I think you have it right, Dave. We have to learn to communicate with the Lord. I often tell people, yes, we all have to take time to pray. Pray to God, pray to Jesus, pray to the Holy Spirit. But we can also just talk. And sometimes just talking to the Holy Spirit is very refreshing. It sort of opens my mind like you're thinking into having a conversation unto yourself. Might sound a little wild, but sometimes that works well. It does with me anyway. I feel like I can communicate with the Holy Spirit if I just allow him to speak and listen correctly. And what is a lot of words we have today that to share that thought process with our listeners. The cry of Jesus was that the church listen to the Spirit. He hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Revelation chapter 2. Jesus talks to the Father. John chapter 14. The Father talks to the Holy Spirit. John 16. And there's several places throughout the Bible where we're finding that Jesus is conversing with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does intercede for each one of us likewise, every day. And there are rewards for recognizing the voice of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit often warns us of impending danger. Let me read to you a story, Dave, that I picked up when I was looking through this material. I found a little story that I thought was worth sharing about the Holy Spirit. This man is speaking. He says, a choice and valued friend of mine pastored a large church in Texas many years ago. He says, I was stunned when I heard of his tragic death in an airplane crash. It left me baffled, confused, and disappointed. 1 year later, I was eating supper with his widow, who relating a fascinating insight. She said, the morning of the crash, my husband sat down on the edge of the bed at 5:30 a.m. and spoke to me. Honey, something tells me I should not fly today. He made his decision to override that still small voice. Perhaps his speaking engagement was urgent, and the expectations of the others weighed heavily on him. Whatever the reason, he chose to ignore the voice. His death occurred within hours. I don't know who wrote that story. It wasn't me. But it is a very good example of how the Holy Spirit can lead us and teach us. And all too often we tend to ignore his words. Recognition of the voice could stop thousands of unnecessary deaths and tragedies and difficulties. Over and over it has come back that the person felt uneasy and reluctant to keep their plans, but did so, overriding the small voice. Recognition of his voice could avoid many broken marriages and homes. My, oh my, oh my, it can be clear as a bell sometimes, the Holy Spirit leading you to make a right decision, and sometimes we just don't listen. We're all human, we come up short. David, I would imagine in your lifetime that you have probably seen many examples of people not following credence by the Holy Spirit, both personally and professionally. Can you share some with our listeners, please?
Hey, I went to church when I was, my whole family went to church. We never missed church. But when I was 17, I was sitting on the back row, bored with church, bored with the preacher, bored with everything. I didn't like what I was into. And then we got a new preacher, and all of a sudden life changed. And after a year or so of listening to preach, I went to him in his office, and I said, Pastor, I'm 18. I want to know how I can hear God's voice. And I'm willing to do anything that it would take to get to hear that. He said, I know you come to the altar and you pray at the altar for a long time thinking God's going to talk to you, but it's not going to be that way maybe with you. He said, I think you need to go to Bible college. And after 4 years, if God hasn't spoken to you, then you're on your own. But if you want to hear from God, you got to take some time. And I said, 4 years? I said, I can't even get there for 1 year. He said, I'll call the president and I'll get you into school. And it was like in August, and school was starting in September. And man, all of a sudden, I was going to school. And walked around the campus wondering why I was there and how was I going to hear the voice of God. Boy, all of a sudden, I saw a sign on the bulletin board, prayer group leaders are needed. And would you join the prayer group of your choice? There's a whole mess of choices. Africa was first, so I just signed my name. I'd go to Africa. And I was surprised at how quick the Lord answered my prayer. I thought for sure I'd heard his voice say, Dave, I need you in Africa, so prepare. Uh-huh. I got to Africa, but it was many years later. I went from Cape down to Egypt and did all in between.
Wow.
But if I would have just said, okay, forget everything else, I'm going to Africa, that wouldn't have been really enough. I had to have more than that. I had to have some kind of a statement that said, hey, Africa is there and I'll get you there, but it's not going to be your full time. You're not going to be a full time missionary. You'll give it 3 weeks a year, mm-hmm. 4 weeks a year to foreign missions. Mm-hmm. So, the longer I stayed at school, the more I heard his voice. And it put me into my 50 years of singing. And I was a non-singer. You would have never, ever in your life guessed that Dave Clona could be in a gospel singing group. But we heard God's voice, and even though the president said, don't do that, we did it anyway. We said, yeah, God's voice is bigger than yours. And he's telling us to go to Pennsylvania and start a singing group and sing and preach the gospel best you can.
And that's what you did.
That's it. I'm trying to hear the voice of God again to say, hey.
Yeah.
And the only voice since I've been retired that I can hear is the voice that came over the telephone from WPFG.
That's fantastic.
And when I hung up, I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to try that out. If that's your voice, I'll know it, and we'll do things together.
Fantastic.
So it's an amazing story why I'm here.
Yes.
And I don't ever want to be just nonchalant about it. I come in here geared, ready to go, and
You do.
Preach my message and walk away from it saying, Lord, thank you for the privilege. Help somebody today. If you are home right now and you are wanting to hear God's voice, you say, Dave, how do I hear it? You just gotta begin to call upon God. You're there by yourself. Nobody hears you. You can say, oh, God, come on. Let me hear your voice. Tell me what to do. And you'd be shocked how quickly God will answer you in ways you never thought possible. I don't know where you're going with this. The voice of God is an amazing thing that happens to us. It's powerful. It'll change your lifestyle. It'll change everything you ever wanted to do in life to do something else. I'm sure in your lifetime you never dreamed of being the president of WPFG.
That's exactly right.
You never dreamed you'd be behind the microphone.
That's also correct.
you're here all these years. We've worked together. I think there's a joy that comes over both of us while we're doing this. We sense that somebody's listening and anticipating our next sentence. What will he say next? So you follow the Lord, and I'll follow the Lord, and God will put us exactly where we're going to be, and he'll turn the dial from people all around this part of the country to say, I want to hear what those guys have to say today.
That's a very powerful statement. The Holy Spirit does miracles in our lives, doesn't he, Dave? If we just ask him to speak to us and have a conversation, the Holy Spirit can work miracles in us. And it doesn't have to be anything overly elaborate. Having a conversation with the Holy Spirit will change your life. Dave, you have a way with words that far exceeds any of the rest of us, and your ability to bring these messages across to our listeners. They want to feel the Holy Spirit in their lives. They don't want to hear someone else talking about it. They want to feel it themselves. And you know how to make that happen in these people. The voice will always connect you with these uncommon people in your lives. That happened in the biblical days, and it happens yet today. Recognition of the voice brings us inner peace. That's what we have to hear, the inner peace that we get in the Holy Spirit. Recognition of his voice will unlock all of these uncommon prosperities in your life. You can follow the way of God if you just simply ask and listen to what the Holy Spirit directs you to do. Dave has it correctly. There isn't any magical formula. There's no pill to take. You have to be sincere. Get on your hands and knees and ask the Holy Spirit to talk to you, to change your life. Where are you weak? Do you need financial gain in your life? Ask the Holy Spirit to tell you how to accomplish that. Do you want to have a happier life? Do you want to have a more focused life? Do you want to have a more thankful life? What is it in your life where you're short? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to correct that problem. Your marriage is weak, maybe? You're having difficulty with your spouse or children? Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. You're having a problem with some kind of addiction that you'd like to get away from? Ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. It's simply a matter of you doing it yourself. Some things people can't do for you, you have to do yourself. Asking the Holy Spirit to guide you is the best tip we can possibly give you. The Holy Spirit will lead you to inner peace, but you must ask. Nothing is forced on you. God will not make you do anything. He'll give you the options, and you have to make the decision. He'll know the outcome, whatever decision you make, but you have to decide. David, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share with people talking to the Holy Spirit? I know that being the nature of your past history and your life, you've had a lot of dealings with the Holy Spirit. And our listeners really do want to know how to talk to Jesus, how to talk to God. And they know they're doing that through the Holy Spirit. Can you guide them through that exercise, please?
I think God opens doors when you pray. The things that I've had to do in my life, a complete change. God opens the doors. God gives you a place to go and lets you speak to people that you never dreamed possible. When I went to Davenport, Iowa to be a preacher, I said, Lord, why Iowa? Why are you sending me to Iowa? Why are they calling? They found me in Barbados and said, get out of Barbados and get home in America and come to Davenport and take over our church. Well, I thought this is a good deal. Maybe God wants me to leave Barbados. My job was finished there. When I went to Davenport, everybody was leaving town. All the farm equipment factories were all changing and going somewhere else in America. 20,000 people left Iowa in 2 months.
Oh, my.
The town was a... When I got there, I was going in, and they were all coming out, and I thought, boy, this is the wrong picture. But then there was like 4,500 homes for sale, and they were all cheap because people just wanted their money and run. So Judy and I, we bought a bigger home than we ever imagined. And everybody left. But then when I went to church, I had heard the church was up to 4,000 people. And I thought, man, I've never pastored before. That's going to be a difficult job. But 3,500 people left with all the rest of the... They worked at the farm equipment company, too. And pretty soon, we were down to 300 people. And everybody, the other 300 was saying, Pastor Dave, I'm going to have to leave. I need a job, and we don't have the money. And Davenport's going downhill, and we're not going to stay here. And boy, you have to hear the voice of the Lord to say, Dave, you better stick with it. And that day I did a good thing. I said, Lord, I am not leaving this town for 7 years. I'll make a commitment. No matter how many times the phone rings, whoever wants me, where in the world, I will say no. And I did that for 7 years. I stayed with that body that just, Davenport was in a mess. Yeah. And funny thing, when the seventh year came, I had three calls in 1 week, the minute I turned 7 years in Davenport.
Wow.
And I didn't know which one to choose. It was so big, the Lord has offered me all kinds of stuff. You were faithful here, now you can have this. What do you want?
Wow.
I've had some good choices, yes. And you have to hear the voice of the Lord.
That's right. And you have to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Right. When I went to Davenport, I had three places to go. And I said, I'll take them one at a time. And the first guy who called me, that's where I'm going first.
Yeah.
The second guy was so mad at me when I accepted the first guy. I said, why didn't you come to our church? We have so much more to offer you than that church ever would.
Yeah.
But I'm happier because I stayed.
You stuck
because
to your
Lord
guns.
Blessed me.
Yes. And that's listening to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was leading you to that first church you accepted. Dave, that's a wonderful, wonderful tribute to the Lord. And that's what our listeners want to know. They want to know how they can experience that. They want to feel that love from Jesus that only comes through a conversation through the Holy Spirit. How do they do that? If they would tap you on the shoulder and say, Dave, I want what you have, what advice would you give them?
money is involved in everything in life.
Sure. Sure it is. It's real.
I remember another guy called and said, look, we want you to come to California. Your wife is from California, and our salary for the pastor is $125,000 a year. I said to myself, Lord, what are you doing? You're going to repay me for all the things I did for cheap? And, it wasn't the Lord's will. It never did work out. Somebody beat me out of that. I didn't even have to go out there and try out. Where I went from there was far better. The man that took my place, and he didn't last a year. He's gone from that church.
Wow.
And here I was riding high with my family down the highway with all four RVs and doing the biggest job I'd ever done in my life. And thankful for the Lord who heard my prayer and answered my prayer that said, Lord, lead me to the right place. Money is not the object.
Yeah. That's just a wonderful story. Yeah. Yeah, money is not a driving factor. It's real. It's necessary. We need the money in order to survive. But if that's all you're about, then that changes the picture. Listen to the Holy Spirit, and you will have enough. I think that word enough is a buzzword. Maybe we'll do a program on that word one of these days. I like to pick words that have some value and meaning to our lives. Enough is a key word. We don't all need to be Bill Gates. We don't need to be able to buy half of New York City or something of that nature. We need enough. there's enough world around us to appreciate the good, the bad, and the negative and the positive. And we have enough to survive and still doing God's work. That's what it takes. And that's why we have such generous givers to our radio station. They want to provide extras to us because they have enough. That's people that want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. They'll do it through the airwaves. They'll do it through their church. They'll do it through their work. They'll do it through their neighbors, their family reunions, Christmas gatherings, whatever it might be. When they're touching the lives of other people, they are sharing the good news. To me, that's as good as it gets. Speaking through the Holy Spirit with enough. That is what life is all about. Dave, I would really appreciate your sharing as a pastor these words that our listeners are really trying to soak up. You've done a good job of giving us worldly examples of your own career path and how you got there, and they would like to know how to do that. Are there other words that you'd like to share with them? And we only have a few moments to go to close, and I would rather you filled those rather than me. Well, you have a knack for it. You're a God-sent-given person to this radio station.
You know, a lot of people have said to me, Dave, why did you choose to go to places that can't afford to pay you? Well, you want to do it. You're volunteers. And they said, why don't you get a job, get you some money, and don't stop worrying about it?
Yeah.
And don't take these jobs that don't have any money and you're doing a volunteer. I said, man, you don't realize. You will learn something if you listen to me real close. God's paycheck is bigger than any place you can work. And I have done all these jobs for free. I give them myself, and every day something comes in the mail that says, thank you, Dave, for past help. I just want to bless you today. And I've gotten more money than the people I ever would have worked for would have paid me. It's just absolutely stunning. People would say, Dave, you're bragging about what you're doing. It's not that. I'm trying to tell you that whatever you want to do in life, God will reward you far above.
Tenfold or a hundredfold.
Oh, man, it is unbelievable the way I live. And just every day, Judy and I just love to go to the mailbox
because see what's there.
That is our support. That is unbelievable. And someday I'm going to write a book about
how
the Lord paid the bills.
You should do that, Dave. Isn't it funny that you should use that example? Because there's people say the same thing to me. Jeff, you've done all kinds of successful things. You've made your share of money over the years, and now you're doing nothing. I said, no, it's not the case at all. I am very actively involved, working harder now than I ever had to work before, and I'm loving it. But you don't get paid for it. No, that's not how I see it. I don't need the dollars. I need the spiritual gifts that God's giving me because of my work, and that's far more rewarding. I've even had family members make fun of me for working for nothing. Why do you go to the radio station and work for nothing when you have opportunities out there? I am being handsomely rewarded for my efforts. And I do not consider it working for nothing just because there's not a dollar bill associated with it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Giff. Since I've been here, you've been a changed man.
Yeah.
The things you have learned how to do for the Lord for nothing is just remarkable in what you've turned out to be.
Oh, thank you.
I came here and I felt right away that maybe I could help rebuild people into something they've never been before. And I feel like I'm starting to accomplish that. I can see it, the change in people's lives who say, boy, I want to do like you guys are doing. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to change my whole life. So that's what we're doing today.
Dave, that's what our listeners wanted to hear.
Two guys with heart. Right from our heart.
David, thank you. We've exhausted our time once again. I thank you for being here. Your words of inspiration are second to none. You're quite meaningful. You are a man of God. You're providing the how-to to our listeners, and that's what they need to hear today and every day. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.